In the presentation, we discuss briefly information about account types. And there's quite a bit of confusion when people open up an account that's not a regular account. So if you're still confused after this, that's fine. My apologies, but hopefully it'll make sense. Because what we're going to do is we're going to first look at an account for an investor who has both a regular account that is taxable and a Roth IRA account that is not taxable. It is tax qualified. So let's see, how does this show up? Let's make it a little bit bigger. Okay, there we go. And what we see here, this is the statement that you get, and now more and more they want you to just have it emailed to you, because that saves them money. And what we see here is the name of the investor, G.I. Love Money, and their address. That's called the registration. This is called the registration. It is registered in their name. And what that tells the IRS is this is a regular account. So that any money that this investor makes through capital gains, through dividends, through interest, will be taxed in that year that they earned it. So here are the investments. Let's hide the Roth for now. Here are the investments that this investor has. They are mutual funds, and we'll discuss mutual funds in detail later on. But here's their registration. There's their name. Now, they started with that amount right there, did not make any additions to their account, and had some reinvested dividends and capital gains. Now, they didn't get this money in the form of a check. The mutual fund company turned around and reinvested it back in the investment. And that's the way most people want it. I wish this thing would disappear, but it doesn't until you move this up. So I will move this up. So that money that they received here, and that's just for the first quarter of 2014, they're going to get a 1099 next year, when the taxes are due for 2014, saying that they made that much money and they're going to have to pay taxes on it. They didn't withdraw anything, and the account went up a little bit, not only just because of the reinvested dividends, but also because of the market went up a little bit. And so this is what they have at the end of the quarter. They started with this much. They received that much in dividends and capital gains, rewards for their investment. And now they have this much. They also have a Roth IRA, which is a different animal. And notice it says CBNT. What does that stand for? That's the company that's actually hanging on to the money. It's called Capital Bank and Trust. It's a trust company. And their job is to hold on to the money for Roth IRA and IRA and other types of qualified accounts. Because the IRS does not want you to have that money until you pull it out of the account. And so there are certain rules and regulations that the IRS puts on these accounts so that you don't have to pay taxes. And don't worry, it's still your money. They're not going to run away with it. You see what it says underneath it? FBO. That stands for the benefit of, and then the person whose Roth IRA it is. So don't worry, Capital Bank and Trust is not going to run away with your money. But they're doing what they're supposed to do, and the IRS blesses and kisses and says, no taxes. So they started off with this amount, and they made $1,004.93. But do they have to pay taxes on that next year? No, because it's in a tax-qualified account. And this one actually lost money. Why is that? Because at the beginning of the year, interest rates went up, and this is a bond fund, and what happens to bonds? Right, bonds went down, so they actually lost some money there, but not a whole lot, and that's when you lose money in bonds. You don't lose normally a lot of money. You use a little bit of money, but they've since come down again, so they probably, this person, we'd have to look at theirs, but it probably came out okay. So make sense? This one shows you both a regular account where they're going to have to pay taxes on it every year. Not much. I mean, you know, that's not much. That's not a whole lot of money. And it's also taxed at a favorable tax rate, better than your income. And then this one, a Roth IRA, where they don't have to pay any taxes. If they hold on to it until retirement, they pay no taxes. Now, let's take a look at one that is simply IRA only. It is just a Roth IRA only. And what we see here is that, oops, that's probably a little bit too much. And we see that it starts off with the registration saying Capital Bank and Trust Custodial Roth IRA for the benefit of I'm an investor. I'm an investor. You know her. I'm a, anyway, she only has a Roth IRA. And again, it works the same way. Here are the investments as they started at the beginning of the year. They didn't make any additions. They didn't make too much capital gains, only $12. Didn't take anything out. And the account went up a bit, not a whole lot, but, you know, something. And here it is at the end of March of 2014. Next year, because the registration says custodial Roth IRA for the benefit of I'm an investor, the IRS blesses and kisses, and they don't have to pay any taxes on it. If this person holds on to it to retirement and takes the money out then, they never pay any taxes. Very, very cool. So hopefully now you are getting the idea behind a regular account where your name is on the account, registered in your name only, and a tax-qualified account where a trust company or a bank or some third-party administrator is holding onto the funds for your benefit so that the IRS says, cool, you don't have to pay any taxes. Or their taxes are deferred until you retire, or the taxes are free in retirement. And that's how it works. And we'll discuss this again in detail when we get to Chapter 14 on retirement plans. See ya!